Good afternoon to you all.
弟兄姊妹，下午好。
My name is Elijah. I'm from I was born in Malaysia, East Malaysia, and I came to Australia in 1989.
我的名字叫庄嘉熙，我是从东马来的。然后我在1989年来到澳洲。
Australia is and still is a very beautiful country.
澳洲一直以来，直到现在，还是个非常美丽的国家。
The more you stay here, the more you feel like you are part of this country.
你住在这里越久，你就会越觉得自己是这里的一部分。
We thank God that He brought myself, my wife here, to, in Australia.
但是我们实在感谢神啊，把我跟师母带到澳洲。
We haven't got married.At that time, but we got married in 94, and so from there onwards, our children come along a few years after, and so we have our roots here.
我们来的时候呢还没有结婚，然后呢我们是94年的时候结婚的，之后几年生了孩子，在这里就落叶归根。
In the way, I feel that I am part of this, I belong to this country.
所以在从某一方面而言，我觉得我是属于这个国家的。
But on the other hand, I feel like I don't belong here.
但是另外一方面，我有时候也觉得我不属于这个地方的。
Especially during the Chinese New Year.
特别好像中国旧历年这样子的日子。
I'll be thinking about my parents a lot. They are still back in Malaysia.
我会常常想到我的父母，因为父母还在马来西亚。
I'll be thinking about my sisters who are still living in Malaysia.
想到我的姊妹们，因为她们仍然在马来西亚。
There's a sense of mixed feeling.
所以呢，内中的感受有一点混淆。
But when I see you, all of you here this afternoon,
那是今天下午能够看到每一位。
My heart once again rejoices.
我的心实在是充满了喜乐。
And the music is wonderful.
而且呢，我要谢谢大家，因为你们的音乐实在是非常的美丽。
So, but this afternoon, I want to take this time to encourage you to continue to walk with the Lord.
今天下午呢，我希望能够借着这段时间来鼓励大家继续的与神同行。
I love this passage, Romans chapter 12.
我特别喜爱罗马书十二章这一段的经文。
And as a speakers, we always bring our lovable text around if we do preach at other places.
其实呢，作为一个讲员呢，我们去到别的地方讲宣讲神的话呢，我们常常会有自己喜爱的经文。
But I do pray that this passage will speak to you this afternoon.
但是我的祷告就是这段经文今天下午能够向你说话。
And so we may become God's truly God's faithful people.
让我们每一个人都能够成为神实在信实的子民。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father God, we pray that you bless our time right now.
父神，我们求你祝福我们相聚的这段时间。
Open our eyes and open our hearts that we may hear your word.
开我们的眼睛，开我们的心，让我们能够听到你的话语。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名求。
Amen.
Amen.
There are many people, especially Christians, they are looking for.A kind of church that they want to belong to.
其实有很多人，特别是基督徒，他们希望寻找一个教会，自己能够进去，很有归属感。
One type of Christian is they are looking for something that they want from the church.
有一种的基督徒呢，他们希望去到一个教会，能够从里面得着一些东西。
And hoping that the church can somehow meet their deepest need.
希望教会能够满足他们内里深处的一种的需要。
So they'll be coming in and looking for and see if this is the church that can truly meet my needs.
所以他们进来的时候呢，他们就会在寻找，在寻求，到底这个教会能否满足我心里的需要。
I don't think it is a bad I don't think it is a bad motive here that we're looking for something to meet our own need.
其实我个人不觉得这个是一个不好的动机，因为我们每个人都有自己的需要。
So as we searching for something, we are hoping that the things that we are looking for is what we need.
所以呢，当我们去寻找一些东西来满足我们的需要的时候，我们希望这里就有这个的东西。
But there will be another group of people that they are looking for what church should be.
但是另外有一群人，他们可能寻找的是教会到底应该是怎么样的样式。
They have a standard about what church should be.
因为他在他们自己的理念里面，他们有一个概念，觉得教会应该是这样子的。
And so they will be going to different churches and to match and see whether the church do meet the way I see what church should be.
所以当他们进入不同的教会的时候，他们就会比较，看看这个教会是否符合我理想中的教会。
To me is not a bad motive as well.
对我来讲，我也不觉得这个是一个很差的一个动机。
Because I believe that from your own Christian journey, the way you perceive the church will be changed from time to time.
因为我深信，在每一个人的属灵旅程当中，我们对教会的概念会不断的在改进。
And I pray that as you grow in Christ, the way you see the church will be more mature.
我的祷告就是，当你们继续不断的在基督里成长的时候，你对教会的概念会更加的成熟。
In the last decade, there are many new kind of churches emerge from Western world.
在过去十年当中，在西方的社会，有很多不同模式的教会兴起。
Especially from the United States of America, Canada, and Britain, and even in Australia, there are many kind of different churches that are coming out from traditional, from contemporary churches.
特别是在英国、美国、加拿大、澳洲，有很多的所谓的现代的教会兴起来。
And all these emerging churches are trying to do is to meet the needs of the people in this time.
这些新兴起的教会，他们的目的就是希望能够满足人的需要。
And so I'm going to ask you this question this afternoon.
所以我今天下午希望能够问大家一个问题。
Who are we?
我们到底是谁？
Who are we here today?
我们今天在这里到底是谁？
Until we grasp hold and understand who we are, otherwise we will not move as God's people.
除非我们能够了解到底我们真正的身份是谁，不然的话，我们不能够真的把自己看成神的子民。
So this afternoon I'm going to spend a few moments. I have.Here, 5 months of God, what God's people should be like.
所以我今天下午希望花一点的时间跟大家分享我在这里所要提出的五个神的子民应有的印记。
那第一个 number one.
第一个。
In Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2.
在罗马书十二章一到二节。
It says very clearly here that Paul says, to the Romans and said, Brothers, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God.
在这里保罗清楚地告诉罗马的教会的弟兄姊妹说，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
So the first one I want to encourage you to think about this afternoon, what is the true mind of God's people is,The essence of Christian commitment to God.
所以我希望今天下午跟大家分享的第一个神的子民的印记，就是基督徒们对神的委身。
Essence of commitment.
就是我们感觉到自己委身于神。
The basic core of a community, whether it is a church or in any group, is made up of a group of people that is truly commit to something.
如果你看无论是社会上的一些社团或者是教会，我们看到这一群人聚集在一起，他们最特别最有共同的地方就是他们的那个共同的那个照命。
If they have certain commitment, you will see something can be done.
如果他们有一个共同的委身的话，你就发现他们能够成就事情。
And many communities thrive upon whether they are committed to what they truly believe.
有一些社团因为他们的委身是否有共同的点所以他们就要看自己是否忠于他们所相信的。
And so for us as a people of God, our sense of commitment is not to to a religious written document.
所以我们作为神的子民，我们的委身不应该在于一个宗教性的一个文件。
It is primarily committing ourselves to God.
应该单单是我们个人对神的委身。
Not to man.
不是对人的委身。
Nor to a religious institution.
也不是对于一个属灵一个信一个宗教的机构的一个委身。
So that sense of commitment is to put us under God.
所以这种的委身让我们服在神之下。
Now, if we become attached more to the organization than God, then we become very human driven.
如果我们对教会的委身过于我们对神的委身的话，我们就变成会跟随人。
And definitely, we will continue to experience disappointment.
我们就会不断的经历到失望。
We will continue to experience that something that don't really match up to our standard.
我们会不断觉得没有办法达到我们自己的理想。
Because we will be looking at men.
因为我们所看的是人。
We'll be looking at a human-made rules and regulation.
我们会看人为的那个律法。
Now, I am in no way trying to say any structured religious institution is bad.
但是请大家不要误会我的意思，我不是说所有的机构都是坏事。
They are all primarily God-centered.
因为我们要看这个机构是否以神为中心。
If they are God-centered, all these rules and regulations would serve the purpose to glorify God.
因为如果所有人定的规则是以神为中心的话，我们就能够把荣耀归给神。
But there is a core part of a Christian community.
但是呢，作为一个基督徒的一个社团，
there is something very basic and center to every one of us.
对我们每一个人来讲，应该有一些很基本、很中心的东西。
And that is their very primary commitment to God.
就是我们每个人对神的委身。
And only through that kind of commitment, then we are able to commit to each other as God's people.
唯有有这样子对神的委身，我们才能够在这个团体里面，我们彼此有一种归属感，因为我们是神的子民。
Then we were able to carry each other's burden.
我们就可以彼此担起我们的担子。
Then we can help each other to grow in the way that God wants us to.
也能够彼此帮助，让我们能够在神的旨意底下成长。
And that primary commitment will help us to help us as parents to grow and nurture our families.
这个基本的委身也能够帮助我们做父母的教养孩子。
But first of all, you yourself individually must commit yourself to God first.
但是最重要而最基本的是，你必须对神有一个委身。
And that's what Paul is saying here, that you may present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's your and it is you.
所以保罗在这里就说，你们要将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Whenever we go through some hard time, whether it is in a relationship, whether it is a church growth factors, whatever it is, the first thing I always think about is, not all the time, is where is the commitment? Where is my heart in this matter?
无论我们在经历任何的困难当中，也许是在我们的人际关系上，也许是在教会的成长上，我常常想到的第一件事情就是在整件事情上，我个人的委身在哪里。
Because if I have a sense of commitment, I will be able to be faithful in that relationship, in that institution. I'll be do my very best to do the part that I've been asked to do.
因为如果我知道我委身于谁的时候，我就能够在一个人际关系或者在一个教会里面能够忠心到底。
So how is your commitment to God?
所以今天我要问的就是你对神的委身如何？
How is your commitment to God's people here?
你对神的子民的委身又如何？
The second mark of God's people
神的子民的第二个印记
is to strive to live a godly life.
就会很努力的要过一个敬虔的生活。
If you read verse 2 and Romans 12 verse 2, Paul says, Do not be conformed to this world.But be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
因为保罗在十二章二节那里讲到，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
Christian life should be experience that kind of ongoing change in and without us, within us and without us.
基督徒的生命应该是一个不断改变的生命，无论是外在或者内在。
It is a daily renewal stuff.
是个每一天都更新的一个经历。
But I realize it in many contexts that I have privileged to be with, I realize that many Christians are stagnant at certain point in their Christian life.
但是在我的岗位上，我有权利所接触的人很多人里面，我发现原来很多基督徒都停滞不前。
Many struggles with certain things.
因为有一些人，他们在某一些事情上，他们跌倒挣扎。
And they have been there since then for 5 years, 10 years.
从那里开始就停在那里啊，有五年，有十年。
There are times where, when you look at the stagnancy of a Christian, then my heart feels a sense of failure within me.
当有时候我看到这样子停滞不前的基督徒的时候，我觉得我内里也是有一种自己的失败的感觉。
That means, have I been helping my brothers in Christ to challenge them, to lead them into a deeper life with God and in God?
为什么呢？因为我会思考到底我是否尽力帮助我的弟兄，我主内的弟兄，让他能够。持续不断地去在主里成长。
I can tell you, I can do many things in life.
我可以告诉大家，我在生命里面我可以做很多的事情。
But if I have not bring some changes, of course not about me, about the way I prepare the hearts of people, the way I teach people, the way I help people. If I don't see them, if I haven't done much enough to bring them to know Christ better and see their life being changed, then.Have I really done my part as a Christian?
但是虽然我可以做这么多事情，我发现如果在我所做的一切事情上，在我教导、在我帮助的这些人身上，我没有做到能够鼓励他们在主里的关系更成长的话，我就考虑到是否我在主里尽了我的本分。
So this afternoon, I want to challenge you this with this question.
所以今天下午我要以这个问题来挑战大家。
Have you been growing in Christ?
你在主里是否持续不断的成长？
Have you been transformed since the day you come to know Jesus?
你从你相信耶稣那一天到今天是否不断的更新变化？
Have your habits been sort of, you know, grown from bad habits to good habits?
你生活习惯是不是从不好的习惯变得越来越好？
How is your relationship? Has your relationship been deepened? And have you been seeking a deeper relationship with God and with spouses and with the children?
你跟神之间的关系是否越来越近身？跟妻子、丈夫或者孩子们的关系是否更加的亲密？
I think most important of all, do you have a growing desire inside of you? It's burning.And so that you want to grow and grow deeper in Christ.
最重要的就是你内里的火热要不断成长的心是否越来越火热。
If you don't have it within you, nobody can help you to grow.
如果你里面没有这样子的火热的心的话，那别人就没有办法帮助你。
All that I can do is to pray that the Spirit of God will continue to revive your spirit, and so that you may have that.Passionate and desiring heart to follow and to learn of God.
我唯一能够为你做的就是祷告圣善的灵，让他能够更新你里面的灵，让你里面火热起来，愿意追求 更认识主。
Third mark of God's people.
神的子民的第三个印记。
It is taken from verse 9 of Romans chapter 12. And Paul says, let love be genuine. In KJV, he says, let love be without dissimulation.
在第九节那里，保罗说到爱人不可虚假。
And he says, hate what is evil and cleave to that which is good.
他说恶要厌恶，善要亲近。
If I have one thing that I'm looking for a church, for a Christian community,
如果有一样我是这样在教会里或者一群基督徒里面寻找的话，
and that is a sincere love.
我就要寻找一个真诚的爱。
It is not a kind of love that's being made out by Christians.
不是表面上大家挤出来的一种爱。
It's very hard to use word to describe what is pretended love.
其实呢，虚假的爱很难用言辞来形容。
But you can feel it.
但是你感觉得到。
I'm not sure how you can feel it, but I can feel it. Maybe I'm wrong sometimes, but I know people knows when I don't have a genuine love, they can tell. So I say, oh, how have you been? They can see I'm really not interested in what they do.
我不知道怎么跟大家解释，但是呢，我知道你会感觉到，我也会感觉到，如果我没有很真诚的时候，别人也会知道。也许有时候我会搞错，但是呢，很多时候人家会看得出来你的不真诚。比如说，你看到人说啊，你好，我好，大家好，但是呢，人家就感觉到你里面的虚假。
Christian love has been tested throughout the centuries.
你知道，在过去历世历代以来，基督徒之间的爱被试验许多次。
And that Christian love has always stands out to be the unique and the different ones.
但是基督徒的爱常常都会被显明，是一个独特的一个印记。
I heard stories after story, testimony after testimonies that it is the love of God through Christians that brought many, many to come to know God Himself.
我听到许多许多的故事，许多许多的见证，就是人的爱怎么样让别人能够来到认识神。
And so I see that the third mark of a God's people is that we will learn to express that sincere love for each other and for the people outside of this community here.
所以神的子民的第三个印记就是我们学习怎么样去表达我们对彼此之间的这份爱，而且对外人我们同样的去表达的这一份爱。
The only way we know that we can grow this love is whether you truly love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and with all your will.
我们唯一能够使我们对别人的爱增长的那个基础，就是我们要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力来爱主我们的上帝。
I pray that your love will grow deeper.
我的祷告就是你们的爱会更加的加增。
Especially loving God, knowing Him, and spending time with Him is a primary love that you should have and continue to nurture it.
特别是爱神，愿意花时间亲近神，读他的话语，我们是一定需要这样子的爱。
As you grow in love,
当你在爱中成长的时候。
I can almost guarantee, though I can't guarantee here, but there will be a sense of a community that will be faithful to each other and commit to each other through loving each other.
我虽然不能够实际上的跟你保证，但是我差不多可以保证，就是在这样子的环境底下，我们会看到彼此之间那个越来越相爱的心。我们也能够看到彼此更委身于彼此的那个关系。
The fourth mark of God's people.
神的子民的第四个印记。
Is to be able to serve God with right attitude and right spirit.
就是能够以一个正确的态度，以一个正直的灵来侍奉神。
From 11 onwards until 16.
从第十一节到第十六节。
It talks about how we should relate to people, how we should relate to God, how can we have hope in Christ.
那你提醒我们，我们该怎么样与别人相处，我们应该怎么样去看神，我们怎么样在希望里面。
I don't have to explain all the verses here, but they are pretty plain and only for us to meditate and just do likewise.
这里的文字非常的浅显，所以我不需要一句一句解释，但是是让我们是应该要细细的去思考，然后让我们应用在我们的生活里。
We are called to not only to know God and serve God.
神在这里呼召我们，我们要认识他，我们要爱他。
But most of all, God called us to live out that life that He has given us in Christ.
但是更重要的，神呼召我们，我们要把耶稣基督所赐给我们内里的生命活出来。
Verse 15 is one verse I just want to raise my thoughts.
第十五节，我希望能够跟大家分享我的意念。
In ESV, it says. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep.
与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭。
How do you know your community here is really an intimate one, a close one?
我们怎么样知道在这里的人是一个很亲密的一个关系里面呢？
And one of the ways we can tell is whether we do share joy together. When there's something happening, or birthday, or something, some joyful occasion, we can share this moment together as God's people.
其中一个我们可以看出来的就是我们看看这群人是否能够分享彼此的喜乐，比如说我们庆祝的日子啊、生日啊等等。
But there's also another dimension is when we go through some hard time, when we began to share that moment with other people,Do they share that moments of weeping with us?
另外一方面，却是在我们遇到困难、我们遇到难过的事情的时候，我们跟别人分享，他们是否能够与我们一同哀哭？
And this is also one of the tests of a genuine and true community of God.
这个也是考验我们到底是否一群真正神的子民的一个考验。
But When I talk about this, I would say you should be this way.
可能大家会觉得我在这里分享的时候说到你们要这样子，你们要这样子。
But deep in my mind, my thought is no. We are working towards that kind of ideal and biblical and loving God's community.
但是在我的理念里。乃是我们一同向着这个理想去进发。
There are times I disappointed with God's people.
很多有一些时候，我会对神的子民感觉到失望。
There are times that I thought I want to quit a community of God.
有一些时候，我会觉得我要不再参加这个团体了。
But there is something within me saying, "Hey, this is the body of Christ."
但是我里面总是会有一个声音对我说，这是神的子民，这是神的身体。
This is not a met up with sinners.
这不单是一群罪人聚集在一起。
And so there will be obviously there will be imperfection.
所以一定会有不完美的地方。
And am I the perfect person here?
那我是否一个完美的人呢？
I'm not.
我也不是。
And so I want to share this verse 15 here that I want to be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep.
因此，我希望在这里特别跟大家分享第十五节，就是要与喜乐的人同乐，与哀哭的人同哭。
With that patience in Christ, that we are able to help each other to grow. That's all I want to say.
唯有在这里的忍耐。这样子的人在基督里的忍耐，我们才能够帮助彼此在基督里成长。
The last mark of God's people is
神的子民的最后一个印记
is do good to all，
就是要以善对人。
From 17 onwards all the way to 21, Paul reminds us that we should do good no matter what。
从第十七节到第二十一节，保罗提醒我们，无论我们所遇到的是什么事情，我们都要以善相 相待。
I want to highlight verse 20 here.
我特别要要提醒大家二十节。
Therefore, if your enemy hunger, feed him; if he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head.
所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝。因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。
It is easier. It is much easier for us to do good to those people who never harmed, who never in any way have harmed you.
其实呢，我们要对那些从来没有伤害过我们的人呢，好呢，是很容易的事情。
Because they are strangers to us, and there is no much friction that we actually have with some people. They never say words that have hurt our hearts.They never actually harm our family, so it's okay for me to do good to the strangers.
因为他们呢跟我之间从来没有摩擦过，也从来没有伤害过我，也没有伤害过我的家人，所以要我善待这个人呢是很容易的。
But here, when I read these few verses, I'm still reminded that when Paul says do good to all, tip especially to those who you think.Is your enemy.
但是当我在思考这几节的经文的时候，我们发现保罗再一次提醒，在我们善待众人的时候，我们特别要善待那些我们的仇敌。
And he concludes that verse with that last verses.
他的总结就是
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
他说你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
You bless the person.
你要祝福别人。
You pray for the person.
为他祷告。
When the person has a rising need, you go and meet the need of that person.
你看到他有某一些的需要的时候，你就伸手去帮助他。
I know when you do that, you still have that kind of hurts and uneasy feelings within you.
其实呢，当我们这样子做的时候呢。我们是很明显会还是有那种受伤害心里不平的感觉。
But I want to remind you that Jesus has died for you and me and for that person on the cross.
但是我希望能够提醒大家的就是，耶稣为你为我也同样的为那个伤害你的人钉死在十字架上。
And so I can learn to do good to my enemies.
所以我也可以学习善待我的仇敌。
I want to bless my enemy.
我要祝福我的仇敌。
I want to help my enemies wherever I can.
我希望能够在无论任何方面都能够帮助我的仇敌。
I want to learn to grow in that kind of love that bring this enemy to God.
我希望能够在我的爱里，我能够不断的成长，好让我能够把这个敌人带到神的面前。
This is one of the hardest lessons I think I have to learn for my entire life until I die.
我觉得在我一生里面，这应该是最难学的一个功课。
And I pray that God will give me that mercy and grace to embrace what Jesus has done for me so that I can do it likewise to those who are considered as my enemies.
我的祷告就是神让我满有恩典，满有怜悯。让我能够深深地体会到基督对我的爱，以至于我能够这样子的爱我的仇敌。
So I pray this afternoon as we look at these 5 months, I think you just have to read through it again, read through the verses yourself, and consider what are the areas that we have not met, and so let us grow in those areas that we are lacking of.
所以当我今天下午分享这五个印记的时候，我希望大家能够回去仔细的再看这些的经文，思考到底在那一些方面我们是达不到这里的标准，让我们再一次更努力的，让我们真正的成为神忠心的子民。
New Life Christian Fellowship is God's people.
新生命基督徒团契是一群神的子民。
And I pray that our GodWill use you to bring out that gospel of salvation to the people around you.
我祈求神让你们能够把这个救赎的福音带给这里周围的人。
Let every family, let every single person, young people who comes through New Life, that they not only have the new life, but their life will be keep on living out the new life that God has given them.
我的祷告是每一个家庭，每一个新来的朋友年轻人，他们进来的时候，他们不单是在这里得着新生命，也是能够在他们过后的生命里面能够活出这一个新生命。
And that's my prayer to you.
这就是我今天下午要为你们所做的祷告。
Thank you for having me, and thank you for Charlie, is it?
C.
She's excellent. She can even do a better sermon, Chinese sermon, than my one. But I just want to say thank you to you. Wonderful. God bless all of you here this afternoon. May the Lord will continue to open our doors for your church, for your families, especially during this Chinese New Year, that the blessing of God will pour out just like rain upon you, upon your families, upon each and every of brothers and sisters, and my younger brothers and sisters here. Amen.
Amen. 谢谢大家，让我今天下午能够有这个机会跟大家分享神的话语。我也要谢谢翻译的，我也希望祷告，就是特别在这个农历新年，神为你们敞开天上的窗户，使他的恩福如雨降下在你们身上，在你们的家庭里面。Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。Thank you.